is wrong with you?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
That's funny, huh, Hillary?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
That was Greg House. And that was Hillary Clinton.
See if we can tell them apart.
Stand by for Buzz with news and comments.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton, our friend Waxy Wayne, had the lowest amount of scores last night on Dancing with the Tards.
Oh, that's a shame.
He may be voted off tonight. I doubt it because he's so gosh darn popular.
Oh, he's an American icon.
When are we going to have the self-loathing Tom Bergeron on? Next week again?
Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Monday. Tom Bergeron.
All right, so it's all root for Waxy Wayne.
Yeah.
45-year-old Paula Abdul says she wants to have kids.
Fantastic.
Within 2 years. The new Radiohead album will be dropped a week from now. And it's the weirdest thing. You get it online, mm-hmm. and you only pay for it if you want to pay for it.
Whatever you think it's worth.
Yeah, they're not going to make a dime.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a cutting-edge decision on their
they're
part.
They're not going to make a dime.
Good luck to them.
And then we've got the list of the top earners from television.
Earners. They're good earners.
For last year.
Yeah, who is it?
No surprise, Oprah's number one.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld is still number two.
Still?
Still.
Wow.
Simon Cowell, number three. Then you get down to Letterman. Let's play a real fast game. Who makes more? Who made more mm-hmm. last year? Regis Philbin or Katie Couric?
Regis Philbin.
I say Katie.
Regis Philbin. $21 million freaking dollars.
Good for him.
Wow. How about that?
All right, here's another one for you. Let's stay with Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
Who made more last year? Katie Couric or George Lopez?
Katie Couric.
Yeah, I'll say with Katie.
Sorry, guys.
Really?
Lopez, $26 million last year.
It's a man's world.
Give me a break! Here's one more for you. Again, Katie Couric. Katie Couric or Ryan Seacrest?
Katie Couric.
I'll say Katie again.
Same.
Oh,
fooled
wow.
you. Same.
A tie.
Damn.
Trick question.
$15 million.
Wow.
And all the way down at the very bottom is Meredith Vieira. That's where I'd like her to be, on the very bottom.
Still got the steaming undies for her?
I sure do.
All right.
This is a good one, a daytime TV one. Who makes more, Mike, Tyra Banks or Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray. Has to be Rachel Ray.
Tyra Banks, $18 million. Rachel Ray, $16 million.
And they are burning Rachel Ray out like nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, she is crispy. If you want to get a real laugh, watch her show in the morning and just see, because she comes in days where she's
talking like this because she's so burned out.
Well, she's like that in those Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Haggard.
You're super fantastic, delicious.
Hey, new guy.
They did, she did Larry King a couple weeks ago.
Hey.
And she
hey,
came out with a short.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, God.
And they only gave, you know when he sometimes gives the guest the last 12 minutes?
Right.
And she could not finish it due to her voice.
Wow. Really?
She was just toast.
Yeah, she is definitely burned out.
And she got Frank Herzog eyes.
she does have the anus eyes.
Total anus eyes.
She truly does.
All right, she Buzz. Seems to be eating well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one last note, and this would just be to the people that work for CBS Radio.
Yes.
More specifically, those people that work at our radio station, WJFK, here
yes.
in D.C.,
uh-huh.
and our station in Baltimore, WHFS. Mm-hmm. I think we should all get tapes and resumes together right now.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because our company is blowing up these FM talk stations
mm-hmm.
left and right.
Huh. What are they doing instead?
Well, Buzz, they're doing what I think is great.
Uh-huh.
They're playing boxes of records.
Oh, that always
right.
works.
Mm-hmm.
So the talk is out in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Also today, they canned it in Pittsburgh, right, and they canned it in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And that means everybody here, everybody in this room,
yeah,
everybody in Fairfax, everybody in Baltimore, get your tape and your resume together.
So long, everybody.
Okay, suckers. And now, here's Buzz.
On that note, hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, I'm just doing what I can for morale.
I appreciate that. Nobody does it better.
Because, you know, people look at the industry and they say, wow, CBS Radio is really doing things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what they're doing? Mm-hmm. They're making sure that they get rid of every single show
yep.
that may get them in any kind of possible trouble.
Absolutely.
At all.
Interesting.
Was it murder?
It's like murder.
Anyway, that's all.
Wow, thank you for that.
Oh, also San Diego. They did it in San Diego, too.
Very good.
Oh, and Portland.
Well, it's spreading.
See? Who's the smart guy in the casino now?
Isaiah Thomas today.
Who's the big loser? Come on, Hollander Brothers. The Flying Hollander Brothers.
Yay, baby.
Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi. Isaiah Thomas today lost a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against him by a former Knicks employee.
That bitch!
The jury decided the former NBA great did, in fact, sexually harass a former employee of the team he runs at Madison Square Garden.
What glorious goo.
But the jury went easy on Thomas, saying he doesn't have to pay punitive damages, even though Thomas admits he did kiss the woman.
Well, I thought that yesterday that when they had made their decision that he was guilty, that the only reason they were still conferring was to decide how much he was going to have to pay.
He's not going to have to pay anything, but the $11.5 million judgment does stand against the Knicks and the Garden itself.
And they've got the money to pay it.
Anuka Brown-Sanders will get punitive damages from the team and the arena. She says Isaiah wasn't the only official there who harassed this married mother of three. Thomas maintains his innocence. Madison Square Garden says it'll appeal. Among the juicier nuggets from the trial, the story of Stephon Marbury having sex with an intern outside a strip club, and videotape of Isaiah Thomas talking about the racial dynamics of calling a woman a bitch. Among the issues in this trial, whether Thomas and others at the Garden referred to Anuka Brown-Sanders as bitch and hoe.
That's right.
Oh, there, I was just offering my opinion.
The woman was ultimately fired. She describes the atmosphere at her whole job as Animal House in sneakers.
All right, here's some tape from...
You stated earlier that...
This is that tape.
That you found it offensive for a white man to call a black woman a bitch. Do you remember that testimony?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you find it also offensive for a black male to call a black woman a bitch?
I mean, listen, this is important, but if I had Isaiah Thomas at a table sitting mm-hmm. down, I'd say, why can't you find a shooting guard? You dick, you've ruined one of the best franchises in the NBA.
Well, he's been distracted.
Not as much, and I'm sorry to say. I do make a distinction.
Is this a deposition?
Sounds like it.
It sure is, because... You'll know this from our many depositions, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When he's answering questions, they're saying to him, make sure you say yes or no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
But if I'm correct from your early testimony, a male calling a woman a bitch, you find to be offensive.
Most definitely.
Black or white?
Black or white. But a white male calling a black female a bitch is highly offensive.
Yeah. Okay, he's a little bit all over the road.
Okie dokie. Good luck, Isaiah.
Thank you.
Keep looking for that shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Pearlman, who created the boy bands Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, may have a dark side.
You think?
Is it touching kids? Or
winner.
Is it looking at pictures of touching kids?
Possible winner, Don.
Maybe the whole package.
Pearlman's former assistant, Steve Mooney, tells Vanity Fair magazine that he
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Mooney says he once asked Pearlman what it would take for him to make it into a band. Mooney says Pearlman spread his legs and said, quote, you're a smart boy, figure it out.
Ew. You know, and this guy, if you've seen a picture of this
big,
guy.
That big fat guy from Orlando.
Oh, so gross.
That's the one. Phoenix Stone, who was an early member of the Backstreet Boys, claims Pearlman was definitely inappropriate with band member Nick Carter. Carter's mom, Jane, will only say, quote, certain things happened and it almost destroyed our family, end quote. The 53-year-old Perlman is now behind bars in Florida on unrelated charges. He's accused of scamming more than 1,000 investors out of over $300 million. Perlman's lawyer has not commented on the pedophile claims.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I carry a gun everywhere I go.
I've been hurt, babe.
I like rape.
Why do you favor rape?
I'll just be your secret lover.
I would love to make wild, passionate love.
I will go till you tell me to stop. I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes.
This is not Lou Perlman, though, is it?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh. I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Hey, you want to get ahead in this business? Take a look at this.
Almost makes me feel bad for those guys. No one. Which was the band that had the no strings attached?
NSYNC.
Uh-huh. Did he touch their coolies too?
Is that Nick Lachey? Was he one of those guys?
Which one was Nick Carter? Nick Carter was in Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Yeah,
wasn't Nick Lachey in a boy band too, though?
But didn't he handle both, if you pardon the pun, both NSYNC and Backstreet Boys for a while?
Yes, he did.
Did he also do Making the Band?
Yeah, he did Making the Band.
He made the band.
Hey, you know how to get ahead of this.
Making the mess.
Ew.
A CBS television sports producer, meanwhile, is accused of using a company laptop to try to arrange sex with a minor, which he allegedly wanted to record on video. Dan Barron is accused of doing this on a chat site.
Oh, I thought it was Warner Wolf.
No. Dan Barron. CBS,
let's go to the videotape.
TV sports producer.
Are you Jim Nance? Are you Jim Nance?
Guys, over the line.
Are you Jim Nance?
Way over the line.
Nothing's been proven, guys.
Honest to God, I don't like to have it videotaped.
Guys.
Dan Barron apparently visited a site called Open Minded Parents.
Are you Jim Nance?
From New Jersey, the 56-year-old was in Florida to cover Sunday's Dolphins game at the time he was arrested. A judge in L.A. today ruled that Fred Goldman does, in fact, have the right to O.J. Simpson's Rolex watch. The same judge had earlier ruled that anything Goldman requested had to be requested individually and specifically. This is the first of a number of items Goldman's trying to acquire from O.J.'s recent memorabilia sting operation. Now, do we or don't we want a Britney Spears update here?
Well,
what do you
leave
think?
Britney Spears alone right.
What do you think?
Now!
That guy doesn't want it.
I'm of your personal opinion. Uh-huh. I'm sick of it, but I think being as everybody's being just barraged with this, should at least give us the update.
All right, here's the latest. If you're Britney, what's the first thing you do after learning you've lost custody of your kids? Go tanning, of course. Us Magazine says that after dropping the kids off with K-Fed's bodyguard at a Carl's Jr. yesterday, Brittany went straight to Epitome, a tanning salon in Bel Air.
They're a classy couple, aren't they? Hey, I'll meet you at the Carl's Jr.
Leave Brittany alone!
The magazine says the drop-off of the kids was unemotional. Brittany was smiling as she left that location. By noon tomorrow, she has to hand over full custody to Kevin until further notice.
I love this. So she's a bad mom because she went tanning.
Well, I'm not saying.
I mean, I know she's a bad mom because of everything else that she's done, but what was she supposed to do? She's supposed to go home and cry her eyes out? Would everybody feel better then?
No. You're supposed to go drinking.
Tanning. Well,
I'm sure she went drinking when she went tanning, Mike.
Maybe drinking and tanning.
Yeah.
A show business may have suffered a major loss with the report that Paris Hilton has vowed to never again appear on The Letterman Show. She was on The Late Show Friday night promoting her new perfume and her new movie, but Dave's first,
suck on that, losers.
His first question was, how do you like being in jail? He must have asked a dozen other jail-related questions before she finally got him to move on.
Well, gee, what do you think that stupid Paris Hilton thought she was getting when she went on that show,
and
right?
She just, you know, she doesn't have anything prepared. She doesn't, you know, not that she's capable,
right.
But, you know, she has nothing to say. What's he going to do? I mean,
exactly.
Give me a break.
He handled it well.
And I feel bad for Letterman in that situation because I'm sure they go, hey, this is the booking of, you know, this could be your Hugh Grant moment where you turn it around on Leno. We're going to get her out here. And I'm sure they also said to him she doesn't want to talk about it.
Right.
So he's put in a weird position to begin with.
Well, right? He did the right thing.
Yeah. Just keep asking her over and over and over again.
Yeah, and then they got heckled at one point. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where the heckler yelled from the audience and said,
I love you, Paris.
Yeah, I love you, Paris. Did you meet that person in jail? I love that.
Well, it's that time of year again. Pam Anderson may be getting married. At least she's taken out another
license. Mommy boobies.
Another license. She was granted the marriage license Saturday in Las Vegas to marry Rick Salomon, the guy who shot the Paris Hilton porn tape.
Except the only thing that comes out of cement.
Mommy boobies.
There's no milk coming out of there.
Cement. No, absolutely solid.
Let's see. Oh, Rick Salomon, he also used to be married to Shannon Doherty. He's 38 years old. Pam's 40. She used to be married to Kid Rock. Also, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee. At some point, everyone we've mentioned so far was once married to Charlie Sheen.
It seems to me there's a lot of disease there.
What about the vagina?
Probably disease.
Pam's new marriage.
What about the vagina?
Disease.
Her new marriage license is good for a year. The happy couple says they're in no hurry.
That bitch!
Does she still have hepatitis?
That has to be the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Didn't they both have it at one point?
I mean, you can't get rid of it, right?
Right? Once you have it, you have it.
Didn't they get it from Jim Neighbors?
They did. They got it from one of his homegrown pineapples.
No, it was from a bowl of macadamia nuts.
The latest on the Brady sisters, Rush Limbaugh, and Love Toys when we continue.
There you go, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.